It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When Wikipedia launched, it was supposed to represent the democratization of information. But a recent study shows that the majority of content comes from just 1% of the site's editors. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Back in 2000, the administrators for a new reference site called Newpedia were running into a problem. Their strategy was to create an online encyclopedia consisting of articles written by experts and vetted with a peer review process. But there was just one problem. That process was really slow. In its first 6 months, the site published precisely two articles. Not 2 million, or 2,000, or even 200. Just two. Lawrence Sanger, one of the co-founders of Newpedia, thought that by launching a complimentary site in which anyone could submit articles free of editorial review might help take some of the pressure off Newpedia. On January 15, 2001, Wikipedia launched. By the end of its first year, it boasted 20,000 articles. Sanger's philosophy was that by allowing anyone and everyone to contribute, Wikipedia could ramp up to become a record of pretty much all human knowledge. Experts could contribute or tweak articles that might contain inaccuracies. The cream would rise to the top. In practice, Wikipedia had a few other issues to contend with. The open nature of the platform meant that people could make both positive or negative changes to content. Articles on sensitive subjects became battlegrounds for different ideologies, and some people just found it amusing to vandalize articles in various ways. It became clear that the open policy needed a few more guidelines to keep things orderly. Sanger created the first set of these guidelines in 2002, and a sizable group of volunteer editors did their best to make sure those rules were followed. These rules required reference citations for factual statements in articles, an avoidance of bias or opinion in pieces, and some general guides on what is and isn't considered to be relevant information for any given subject. Over time, the process for writing and editing content on Wikipedia has grown more bureaucratic. This may contribute to the problem of a relatively small number of editors contributing more than 75% of all content. A 2013 MIT Technology Review article concluded that the red tape editors had to navigate to be active on Wikipedia meant fewer editors would stick around. The article cited a decline in editors who had more than 10 edits to their accounts. A piece on Motherboard states that the top 1% of editors at Wikipedia has a pretty high turnover rate. 40% of that top 1% changes every 5 weeks or so. Wikipedia has struggled with getting more active editors involved since the mid-2000s. The New York Times published a piece in 2015 titled, "Can Wikipedia Survive?" The article identified a different threat to Wikipedia: mobile devices. Now the online world in general has struggled with the rise of web traffic from mobile devices. It can be challenging to serve up mobile advertising, and web advertising is still a major source of revenue for web-based sites and services, but that was not the problem the article was focusing on. Instead, it was all about how mobile devices aren't ideal if you want to write up an article or make extensive changes to content. It's inconvenient and cumbersome to use a mobile device compared to the good old mouse and keyboard of desktop and laptop computers. The New York Times argued that the shift in web experience meant fewer people were comfortable performing research, writing, and editing in general. The periodical The Guardian had its own response to this and acknowledged that editing on Wikipedia isn't easy for many reasons. First, just using the markup language to make changes to the site is tough. There's a learning curve to properly navigating the code. Beyond that, The Guardian pointed out that editors can sometimes feel a great deal of ownership regarding some articles, and a few feel passionately about the content in them. Making a change to that content can be met with resistance. And so being an editor on Wikipedia often entails arguing for changes, defending editorial decisions, and navigating an increasingly complex framework of rules. The Guardian article goes further still and argues that the barriers to editing on Wikipedia are so high that only a really motivated person would go through the trouble of doing it. Further, the article states, those who have the most motivation tend to be those with an agenda and frequently include dishonest or manipulative individuals. On the academic front, Wikipedia has been the frequent target of scholarly scorn. Because articles are, by their nature, changeable, it's problematic to cite a Wikipedia article in research. There's no guarantee that the information you are citing will be there in the future. And because there have been some high-profile cases of people with a specific agenda to push altering Wikipedia articles to align with that agenda, the veracity of information found in Wikipedia can also come under suspicion. There's also a touch of elitism in some criticisms directed toward Wikipedia. Some of the longest articles by word count are for seemingly inconsequential topics, for example, figures in pop culture, whereas more traditionally revered subject matter, such as a historical figure, may have comparatively fewer words dedicated to them. I see no indication that Wikipedia is going to fade away in the near future. It may be that the number of editors will decrease to a select few willing to pick their way through the rules and code to grow Wikipedia. And perhaps in the end we'll find ourselves with a compendium of knowledge closer to what the founders wanted when they first launched Newpedia years ago. To learn more about Wikipedia and all other topics in tech, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. That's my long-form show in which I dive deep into all things technological to find out what's really going on. I'll see you again soon.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.